Buzzy Stock Beyond Meat is getting a double upgrade today from Barclays, going to overweight from underweight, the price target going to $80 a share. You see it's trading at $62.58 right now. It's up quite a lot in today's session, more than 10%. Let's talk to the analyst behind that call. That is Benjamin Theurer. He is Barclays head of Latin America equity research and focusing on the international opportunity in part for this company. Ben, thanks for being here. So why now? Why did you see this as sort of a good time to pivot on Beyond Meat?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning. So in summary, I think what happened over the last couple of months, particularly since the company reported results back in late October, early November, and the outlook that was given for the fourth quarter, obviously it was somewhat muted. And we've seen certain data points coming in, just confirming that initial muted view by the company. And we haven't made any changes to our estimates. I mean, we continue to be within the broader range of expectations with around about $100 million in revenues for the quarter. Now, clearly, a few things we're seeing and where we think the stock has a little overreacted, it's really on the downside just more recently with the recent sell-off. We do think that there's more to the story of Beyond than just the US retail piece, which has been the one that's been struggling. I mean, we've seen a couple of announcements on the food service side. We've seen investments on the international market, and big part of our upgrades really driven on the potential for the company in the US food service recovery, as well as in the international food service and the international retail piece.
When do you think we will start to see an improvement in their restaurant service business?
I mean, with current situation doesn't bode well to see a more immediate recovery here. And we've pointed it out in the report that we would expect this to help recover sometime in the second quarter of this year. First of all, comp biases are going to help out. And it feels like that right now what we're going through is a relatively fast level of contagion with COVID. And there's some desperate willingness to go back into food service and to go back outside, dine out, go into restaurants. And we would expect this is going to ease as the summer comes, spring into the second quarter.
Do you think investors or even just consumers are too down on the potential of the plant-based meat market? Certainly, we've seen a lot of stories written about the health of what is being produced or lack thereof. How do you think about it?
Well, the health or the lack thereof is a good point, and it's definitely something that shouldn't be underestimated. Now, what we've been seeing a lot within the category, but also within Beyond in specific, is really trying to work on to get the ingredients cleaner, right? To get a cleaner label, to get away from the amount of processing that's still needed. And we're actually very optimistic that over time, this will be achieved. There will be improvements. It's not obviously happening overnight, but in a similar way as we've seen already improvements over the last 2 years, I would envision that within the next year to 2 years, we're going to see a different level of ingredients being available. And with that, obviously, as well, the health profile is likely going to improve and not worsen.
You're based outside of the U.S., and I am curious what indeed the international appetite is. I mean, I used to be, you would travel to parts of Europe, for example, you would ask for a vegetarian meal and they would offer you chicken. Now, I assume we've come a long way since then, but I do wonder what the international appetite is for these types of products.
Yeah, it's funny that you mention it. I mean, if I take a look at Latin America, the region I'm also overseeing and taking a look what's happening in some of the big beef producing countries such as Brazil, Argentina, there's a trend and a willingness to adapt to new products. In particular, it's gotten to the pace that, for example, in countries like Brazil, there's been even more inflation on beef price than what we're seeing in the United States. So obviously the price gap has narrowed even faster. in big beef consuming countries down in South America. So the appetite is increasing, and we're seeing a lot of announcements and products being rolled out in food service and retails by big players. And Beyond is one of them, actually going into the Brazilian market as well, which has a huge potential. If we think of Europe for Beyond is a great opportunity. It's a big market. Hundreds of million, big population. They obviously fulfill the need to be and having a non-GMO product that gives them a foot into the door to basically promote the product over there. They're building their own production capacity, which should be supportive to some of the supply chain issues they've had more recently. So all in, the appetite is there, and it's not something new. I remember when I'm originally from Germany, but even years back, I mean, there were already vegan/vegetarian options of sausages available, and it'll require different sets of product development and different sets of developing maybe new categories within the market like Europe. It's a very diverse market, but the opportunity is great. And once you have the basics done, I think there's a lot of growth potential.
Where else do you see, in terms of new categories, where else do you think Beyond Meat may play over the next 24 months? So they recently rolled out nuggets at KFC. There's been a report that they're also working on beef jerky. What else do you expect on the innovation front?
I mean, the beef jerky piece is obviously something like the quick snack category. I would envision that a lot could potentially go into what might be needed on different pizza toppings, pepperonis, etc. That could work out. Just giving it a little different touch to it, creating new ingredients that can be applied within food service. So to get away a little bit from what the typical breakfast sausage/burgers used to be, to basically have a broader portfolio that may include some different type of sausages, some different types of hams that could be potentially replaced. Pepperonis is another market. I mean, there's some big potential in just the entire pizza topping category.
I love this deep dive into plant-based meat and Beyond Meat. Thank you so much, Benjamin. Appreciate it. Benjamin Theurer, Barclays Head of LATAM Equity Research, on his Beyond Meat call today. Thank you.